manners and hygiene. Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Business Affairs. Today's guest is April Jones, who's a well-known corporate life consultant. April works extensively with human resources managers to solve problems involving manners, grooming, and personal hygiene, all potentially embarrassing issues for both managers and employees. April, I'm going to start by asking you to tell us why companies care about these issues and whether it is, quite frankly, any of their business.
Well, you've raised some valid concerns, Ruth. First of all, any organization can establish policies regarding interpersonal behavior, appropriate dress, and personal hygiene. And a company is within its rights in doing so. When a company hires staff, it is legally constrained as to the hiring criteria that it establishes. For example, a company cannot legally establish criteria that specifies gender or ethnicity. However, a company can establish criteria that specifies experience, ability, education level, and those kinds of things. In the same vein, a company can establish a policy regarding dress, grooming, and behavior.
What motivates a company to create these sorts of policies? Can you give some examples?
Well, here's one example. Young people who are not given clear guidelines may bring peer-approved but wholly non-corporate notions of style and grooming. For example, body piercing. We've all seen that. Visible tattoos, up and down the arms, up the neck. These are very much part of modern peer-approved fashion. And so is hair dyed in bright shades of purple and green. A policy statement on grooming that outlines the limits on body adornment and hairstyle is very important. Another motivation, particularly for companies in which employees deal with the public, is variation in personal hygiene, and variation I use advisedly. The Canadian dominant culture has an exceptionally low tolerance for body odors and bad breath. Daily bathing, daily change of undergarments and shirts or blouses, use of deodorants, frequent flossing and brushing, all of these sorts of things are entirely expected in order to maintain a neutral body odor. Importantly, in a diverse population, this intolerance extends to medicinal odors. Some of the Asian cold remedies come to mind, and heavy scents from perfumes or colognes, which is a common practice for both men and women in some European countries. Of course, policies are generally aimed at establishing a sort of neutral order, standard for all employees, so individuals of all backgrounds will have a clear idea of what the company expects. Again, companies who want to avoid embarrassing complaints from clients and coworkers will have a very explicitly stated policy on personal hygiene.
Aside from grooming and hygiene, what else matters?
Well, dress codes are one thing. Generally, they're found in corporate policy. They're not a big issue. They're relatively easy to establish. One thing that generally cannot be written into policy, but that matters greatly, is a common manners understanding. Things like holding the door open for others, not slamming it in their face, being polite to employees of all status levels, secretaries, janitors, up to upper management, greeting others appropriately, not being too informal or too formal. All of these things really count. After all, good manners are the grease of the social machine. Quite often, when I'm called in to help a company in trouble, it's failure in courtesy and manners that's causing the problems, really not the other issues.
You've mentioned the need for explicit company policies regarding grooming, dress, and personal hygiene. Where can human resources folks find help with the wording for policies?
Well, there's lots of stuff on the web. There are a number of websites devoted specifically to this issue. You can buy a number of sample policies. For a very simple example, however, anyone can go to my own website, which is apriljones.org, and download a sample policy guide. As well, you will find on my website a brief list of my consultation services.
April, I thank you for coming on the show today. I'm sure your website will be very busy for the next few days.
You're welcome, Ruth. It was my pleasure.